Yeah, I worked here at Sadlacks in the fall of 1977 as a college freshman, delivering subs. I worked for Frank Sadlack, who had a doctorate in philosophy. That's why they call it the Dr. Frank Special. They had two delivery vehicles. They had a 66 Impala four-door with no steering and a 63 International Scout with no brakes. Both of them red and white with the Sadlacks monster painted on the side of them. And we delivered subs till 2 o'clock in the morning. I'd take all the stubs and stuff them into a gym bag, and you'd go through all the dorms delivering subs. You didn't want to be the guy at the end of the run, because that sandwich on the bottom would be pretty well soaked with grease and oil by the time you got there. I built this current building. The original building on this site was built around 1948 or 49 by an ex-Navy cook who built it as a diner. And there was an old house here before that. The stone wall out front is a remnant from that house sitting here. The place was originally called the Tin Box, and it was not a trailer, as some people have surmised. It was a stick-built little building, but it was covered with apparently war surplus galvanized aluminum, corrugated aluminum, like from Quonset huts, etc. This building was torn in 2006. We wanted to remodel, and the city said you cannot rebuild the building, you can only add on to it because it didn't meet the criteria for setbacks. We built a wall in front of it, 2 feet in front of it, and we demolished it. But we built it back on the exact footprint using the same curved members in the corners that came out of the original structure. So from the foundation up, we filled in the crawl space, poured a slab, and from the foundation up, it's a new structure, but it's on the exact footprint. I built it and helped with the aid of Rose design it. The architect of record was a guy named Stephen, I'll think of his name, guy out of Wake Forest. But we basically just went back with the original footprint. Now, the original building, you remember the bathrooms down the side? The original building, when it was built, the bathrooms were outside like a gas station. You had to go outside and walk down a little alley. At some point, there was a little addition. That's why this building is asymmetrical now. There's a little bit more space on this side because that's the hallway that went to the bathrooms originally. But this structure, it has the same type of cladding, but it's a new structure, again, on the exact footprint, but it's 3 feet taller. The ceiling inside is much taller than it used to be. And she spent quite a bit of money in 2006 doing this. I mean, several hundred thousand dollars in anticipation of the Hillsborough Street revitalization. And she was a pioneer in that. And then the revitalization ultimately swallowed her because this entire block's been bought for development. It's a shame. This thing's basically, it's been a diner here since 1949. It's been Sadlack since 1972. And as everybody's well aware, it's been a real hotbed of the music business around here. You know, there's a who's who roster of people that have played here when they were nobodies.